Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine this. Your man pops the question, you get engaged, you plan the wedding, you buy the dress, and then you find out he cheated on you. What would you do? On today's case, Ms. Lucas called off the wedding, but stayed with the man, hoping he would change. Mm-hmm. That was wishful thinking on her part. Now she feels she has wasted the best years of her life. She hasn't given up, but time is running out for Mr. Pope to straighten out and fly right. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Lucas versus Pope.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lucas, Mr. Pope. Ms. Lucas, you say you've put up with Mr. Pope's lies and indiscretions for the last 9 years. You've already canceled the wedding one time, and you will not be played for a fool for a second time around.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Pope, you say you are not ready to call it quits with Ms. Lucas, but you say her constant need to emasculate you has taken a toll on you and your relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Lucas, I can tell you right now, you have had it up to here. Why are we in court today, ma'am?
I've been with this man for 22 years, on and off. I feel like I've gave him my good years, wasted my best years. I've been with him for 9 years strong, 5 years I have been engaged to him, and we're still nowhere. And I'm here to say today, he has 30 days to get it together, do everything he needs to do, or he can have this ring, and I'm done, I'm finished, because I'm tired.
Well, that is an opening statement for your behind, if you understand what I'm saying. Mr. Pope, you heard what Ms. Lucas say. What say you?
Your Honor, I think that she's very delusional. She disrespect me on Facebook. She disrespect me on all type of social platforms. On top of that, I build a house, and I done spent over $30,000 staying away from her because of her mouth. If she don't change, I'm the one leaving. I don't know what she's talking about. I'm the one.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, if there's not some change going on between the two of you, very clearly, this relationship is not going to last. I want to go back. How did you all meet, and how did we get to this path today? Go ahead, Ms. Lucas, you brought the case.
I met Christopher Pope a long time ago, and then when we really got together, we went out to a club, and a lot of guys were being petty and feeling on my behind.
So being disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful. Christopher Pope caught one of them. Because I wouldn't know when I was turning around who was doing it. He caught one of them. He had some words with him. He told him, you know, he didn't like what he was doing. So we later went back to my home, and Chris was like, I didn't like the way that you were being treated. We're going to be together. It was corny, but
it was kind of cute, though.
Yeah,
it was absolutely kind of cute.
And we ended up being in a relationship from that point on.
But for some reason, it started to go downhill.
Yes.
And from what I've been told and what my paperwork says, it's all about cheating, am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So why don't you tell me, because you ended up getting engaged. I want to know what happened.
Well, Christopher proposed to me. We got engaged. 3 months later, I had women intuition. So I said, what I'm going to do is, I left.
Women got to be out of women to be a woman intuition.
Anyway.
You got to be a real woman.
Okay, but I'm sorry, Mr. Pope, in my courtroom, we don't insult.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Women. We just don't. We don't insult men either, but we don't insult women. That's just not the way I work.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Lucas, go ahead.
So I go back to Christopher's home around 2 in the morning, and I'm hearing it sounds like a bear, like he's in there with a bear. I'm hearing this loud snoring. So I'm looking through the window, through his living room window, and because we're engaged, I'm looking through the living room window. So I get to pushing in the air conditioner. He's like, wait. So he get up and he opened the door. I go in. It's him and a woman. They were snugged up on the couch with 2 popcorn buckets. The audacity, because they were popcorn buckets I bought. If you're going to have a date, at least supply your own items for the date. And he was like, it's not what you think. Well, what is it? 2 in the morning, you're snugged up with the TV on, popcorn buckets. Clearly, she was snoring. So clearly, she was asleep.
But Yana, now I got a perfect explanation.
No, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Pope, because I want to hear. Because at 2 o'clock in the morning, the only thing open is gas stations and legs. So what were you doing?
Okay, so this is what happened. I'm gonna be honest. So me and her, you know, we had a little breakup for a while. Cause I was doing, I was kind of just pushing the envelope. It's like pushing the envelope between
after
being faithful and not being faithful. Doing things that you shouldn't do as a husband, almost, per se.
Better known as you were not being faithful, sir.
Okay, this time we had a, she came over, she wanted to know why me and her wasn't messing around anymore. And I said, yo.
At 2 a.m?
No, she ended up staying a little bit later because we was talking. This is the honest truth. So she called, she like, you know, she was calling, then she ended up coming over. She like, well, why we can't kick it no more? I'm like, man, I can't kick it with you no more because my girl, she's crazy, okay? Now that I'm finna get back with her, I don't think that you wanna be around. So we laughed about it, talked about it.
How about the reason we don't kick it anymore is because I am engaged to another woman that I love. I'm about to make her my wife. And what I don't wanna do is start off my marriage kicking it with somebody other than my wife. Why didn't you say just those words?
Because I hadn't met you yet. You hadn't taught me, inspired me to say those words. And I went with what I knew was best for me.
And what was best for you was?
Yes. Selling her, like, hey, yo, you might want to get gone because she don't play about certain things. So, and she willing to go.
So are you telling me on that one occasion, the popcorn occasion, there was nothing that you were doing?
No, she come busting in the door. She ended up spraying the mace. She spread the mace all over the place. And then I couldn't breathe. I'm like, I say, when I opened the door to our home, She didn't have to bust in. You know, she's very dramatical. So I opened up the door.
Because you came forcefully at me and I said, stand down.
So, Miss Lucas, let me suffice it to say, did you break off the engagement?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Okay. But did you continue to see Mr. Pope?
We end up getting back together. Yes, we did.
So this is a breakup to makeup type situation and you made up again?
Yes,
Your Honor. Over 22 years. Sometimes it's my fault, sometimes it's her fault. You know, lately it's been my fault a little bit.
Mr. Pope refuses to move in.
Why haven't you moved in?
It's the mouth.
You want to play the f*** out of crazy? You think you played me? You think you was playing with these little b****s playing me?
You have to determine whether or not this is a relationship that is emotionally sustainable enough for you so you can keep your emotions in check so you don't look crazy.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I understand that part of the issue is some social media, Facebook, because you know how I feel, Robert.
He posted a picture online.
Devil.
Social media is the devil. So yeah. What happened in your situation?
He posted a picture online of himself. I have a picture. Himself in boxers because he thinks he's Michael B. Jordan in the Calvin Klein, and he's just Chris from the neighborhood.
Wait a minute.
What was this thirst trap picture doing posted? What were you trying to accomplish, sir?
In my business, I sell part of sexuality as well. I sell money, I sell good times, I sell events, I sell people having great times and changing their lives. So, I mean, that's a symbolization of that. I used to post all type of things I shouldn't have posted in life. That's where I'm at right now. So.
And Miss Lucas?
Yes, Your Honor.
Why do you say that that was a problem? Because you had women that were reacting to that, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. I think that if you are engaged or in a relationship, you should not put yourself online or anywhere naked. You're basically naked.
You the one put me online naked. Now, we can talk about that. I got a picture, you know, she showed my penis, my natural on a group chat.
It was in the inbox to
she
you.
She showed the thing all on, and then thank God, even through the soft times, it was okay.
After you showed that,
she
pictures
showed me
of
like
me,
the predator. She had a picture.
Now
of
I did
me
do that.
Like the predator.
Okay, guys, why are you doing this to each other if you're supposed to be in a relationship? Why are you tit for tatting it?
You're right, Your Honor.
I submitted the picture.
Let me see what you're talking about.
Showing me looking like the predator.
Okay, let me see what you're talking about.
So look, it was so bad. It was so bad that I actually have deemed this character. I actually went and bought a mask.
So it wasn't bad.
I take videos of me looking like that now. That was my, I had to
so
spend that.
So something good came out of it.
My PR. And then on top of that, she gave me this ring for a dollar. This ring is an engagement ring. She spent a dollar. Ask her how much I spent on hers.
It's titanium.
Miss Lucas, I'm still trying to figure out why are you still saying you're not getting what you want in this relationship?
Because Mr. Pope refuses to move in. And when I ask him why, he said, because you might put me out.
Well,
because
keep going.
The popcorn incident, I put him out of his own house. I just told him to leave. I said, I don't want to see you anymore. I didn't put him out of my house. I put him out of his own house. Right. And I just told him to just leave, because at that point, I was upset.
Sad.
And I wanted him to leave.
Mr. Pope, why haven't you moved in?
It's the mouth. Ma'am, I'd have spent over $30,000 paying rent at somebody else's house because she won't be quiet. I submitted her running her mouth. I got a video about her running her mouth, and I also got it where she was tearing up the property as we speak.
Ask him, why do I run my mouth? The popcorn story? Yes, I had something to say.
It's on things like that.
He don't want me to say anything.
So I'm still trying to figure out what this video is. You submitted it as evidence?
Yes.
Let's go to the videotape.
Oh, because I'm finna ruin the fuck out of you. You want to play the fuck out of crazy? You think you played me? You think you was playing with these little b****s playing me? You got another surprise. I can't wait.
That's number one.
And you put up a picture of me that was very unflattering.
Well, I can tell you right now, cussing everybody out is much more unflattering than any photograph. Any picture that he can put up is not going to be as insulting as you diminishing yourself. Because let me just say this to you, and I need you both to be quiet. Nobody can make you come out of yourself but you, okay?
I agree.
And I'm never going to allow anybody to push me to a point where I'm going to disrespect myself.
Yes.
So I'm not going to cuss you out in public because the public is then going to have something to say about me. They're going to feel some kind of way about me. That all of a sudden, I'm looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
That's true.
And they don't even know what you did to push me to that point.
Yes.
So you have to determine whether or not this is a relationship that is emotionally sustainable enough for you so you can keep your emotions in check.
Yes.
So you don't look crazy. What is going on in your life that you find it necessary to do things that you know are going to push her button, sir?
My business is very entertaining, so sometimes the strippers and us might be in the same room. So it boils down to her getting jealous.
She is not on board with a bunch of miscellaneous women always being around you. Is that something that you all are ever going to be able to compromise on? Yes or no?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
What is it about you that necessitates you pushing her buttons and her triggers? What is going on in your life that you find it necessary to do things that you know are going to push her button, sir?
Once again, it boiled down to my business. My business is very entertaining. I got several people in it, women, men, and our budget is not high, so we pay for everything on our own. So sometimes the strippers and us might be in the same room. We might be sleeping on the floor, couches and everywhere, because we done went
not
to another
me.
Town. So it boils down to her getting jealous.
Okay, but Mr. Pope, if that don't work for her, you can't find another way to run your business? Because I'm going to be honest with you. That ain't never going to work for me. That you're going to be sleeping in the same room with miscellaneous women if you're engaged to me. That's never going to work.
Ma'am, I already paid for the house, and I got to stay outside the house. So I technically rented out a doghouse.
Which house are we discussing right now?
He rents. I own my home. I inherited a home, and I also have a home.
Okay. Where do you live presently? In that house?
Yes.
Is that the house that you wanted him to move into with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Pope, you have not moved into that house because you say that the contention between you and the toxicity is not going to make you move there. Is that correct?
My whole thing is this, like, respect. If you can't respect me, I wouldn't care if you Beyonce, you'll be sitting at home by yourself.
It's not respect when you want me to accept the things that we just discussed,
Your Honor. I wouldn't care who you was. It could be you. No disrespect.
I don't find it disrespectful.
It could be you. And if you saying the wrong thing to me, I wouldn't care if we had $1 million together.
But Mr. Pope, let me ask you this, sir.
You can have it.
Let me ask you this, sir. This is the woman that you say you want to marry, that you're engaged to.
Yes.
She is not on board with a bunch of miscellaneous women always being around you. Is that something that you all are ever going to be able to compromise on? Yeah. Yes or no?
Yeah, if she would help pitch in on the budget that I have.
Miss Lucas, I'm going to turn back to you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because I understand you all work together, but I feel like you have very little in common in terms of the business. Help me to understand why you all are even still in each other's lives. What is going on here? What is your goal?
Well, Your Honor, what happened was he had an event. And I told Chris, I said, Chris, you need to set a budget. I said, because you need to know what you're going to pay the overhead. Oh, Chris was like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay this person. I got a promoter, the place hold $1,500. I'm expecting $1,500. I said, Chris, you cannot count on 1,500 people because it's Memorial Day. People are going to go here, there. You just can't say just because it holds this amount of people that those many people are going to show.
It sounds like you actually have a little background in business and promoting
and
planning.
Yes, I do, Your Honor. Yes, I do.
Okay, so you listen to his business plan, you give him some feedback.
He has a business plan. If he does, it's in his head. He has not written out a business plan.
That's a total lie.
It wasn't.
So wait, Ms. Lucas, because let's just break it down. An event that was supposed to hold up to 1,500 people.
Yes.
An event space, I should say.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it promoted? Was it...
Yes.
Christopher told me that we were going to sell tickets. They started selling tickets. The tickets were printed out that day, like maybe 4 hours before the show.
So, in other words, it was not well planned.
Not at all.
No, I admit, but this was a 4-day event. And we didn't do it for... This was the 6-year straight.
He was
so evidently
only going to get paid for one of the days that was his.
I paid out of my pocket for the police department to be there as well. I also paid for the DJ.
I'm not questioning what you paid. I'm talking about what you planned. Because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Well, after 4 events, we threw 3 was good.
It
was
someone else threw it and he helped out. Did you get paid from those events?
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
So in other words, it was a bust because y'all did not plan.
Yes, but I ended up making money because I rented out the building. So I made the money off the door. I made the money off the liquor and everything.
Mr. Pope, I'm so...
So it wasn't a bust.
I'm so not interested in any of that. I'm only interested in, are you all committed to a relationship? And I don't see it. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I've heard this from the two of you, and I'm going to wrap this up. I've heard this a couple of times from you, Mr. Pope. You want respect. Well, a grown man does not demand respect. He commands respect. And let me tell you what the difference is. When you are a grown man that brings something to the table other than an appetite, then you can command respect. When you can walk in the door and say, I am your equal, I am bringing something to this table, to this family, so that you don't have to worry about I got your back. And it's not just, I'm going to bring a few dollars over here, I'm going to help you with the house over there. It's building a foundation of trust. That's what relationship is. A foundation of trust, Mr. Pope. That I can depend on you as my man, that I'm not going to sneak around to your other house at 2 o'clock in the morning and see you snuggled up with some ex-girl who is still trying to get with you. That's trust. Don't say a word. I'm in my courtroom now.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
It ain't cute to smile and giggle through all of this. It's not... Relationships take work, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It takes work. You want to know, yeah, you have wasted your time because unless you all are committed, it's a waste of time. But I get the feeling y'all like wasting each other's time. You actually enjoy this back and forth with each other.
I love her regardless.
It's so clear to me.
I know.
It's so clear to me. This is the kind of relationship that, in my opinion, is built on toxicity. But y'all love it. And if that's what you want, that's what you have. I personally, I need peace in my house. I need happiness. I need joy. I need to go bowling every now and again. I need to just go over here and get a little bit of pizza every now and again. I like to go to the movies every now and again. Go listen to Mesa. That's what I like. okay? You have to figure out what you like and whether or not you get it from each other. And if you don't, you need to break the heck up. You got these moves that you want to be making in entertainment? You might need to make the moves on your own if you can't get what you need from this woman. And ma'am, if you want a husband that's gonna be there to be dependable, that's not Mr. Pope right now. I don't know if he's ever gonna be Mr. Pope, but that's not what you got. This is what you got. You want it? You don't want it? Figure it out. But only the two of you are gonna be the ones to tell me. If you want him, that's what you got. He's a whole, complete human being. He ain't changing. He don't even have it in him. That's not who he is. And if you want her with mouth and all, that's what you have. Either you want it or you don't. Either way, case is over. Robert, you know how I always say I care about every couple and the issues that they bring to the divorce court?
Right.
I don't care about these people.
Let me tell you, it was organized chaos. It was two tornadoes that turned into one huge one.
Either you want to be in a relationship or you don't want to be in a relationship, but right. What you're not going to do is waste my time.
Exactly. Lunchtime.
Made in Georgia.